Resilience is a word that we hear a lot at the moment. We need more resilience, we have to grow our resilience. But really, breaking it down is just how do we cope, how well and how helpful are our coping mechanisms. And one of them is actually looking at the things that are working for us and how we build on those. I really believe that the prayer of examine for me, which came about 500 years ago with St. Ignatius of Loyola, who developed this prayer that really focuses us in contemplatively, in a reflective way, to look at different areas of our lives. This prayer that I'm about to pray with you, or this time that I'm about to have with you, I did with my contemplative prayer group. And they said, look, can we please do this to the broader community? So here we go. So as you take a moment, get yourself comfortable wherever you are. If you're sitting with other people, just make sure that you're comfortable and that you can just be is a really good thing to do at the moment. And the first thing I'd like you to do is just take a really deep breath in and that was a bit of a ha-ha, a bit of a big breathe out, just an exhale, and just stay with your breath for a moment. You know, our breath is so powerful, and God breathed into us and created us. So let's just stay with our breath for a moment. Today, the prayer of examine is going to be around fatigue and tiredness and how to rebuild our resources. Often when our resources are going thin, our emotions, our ability to think, our spiritual attentiveness starts to go down. And yet it's at times like this that we need prayer more than anything in our life. But it's not about transactional prayer, Lord, you do this for me and I'll do this for you. I'll do this forever for you. You know, those kind of prayers that we've all prayed. It's God, I just want to be with you. I want to know the sweetness of your presence. I want to gain strength from that. So let's just take a moment and spend time just seeing ourselves in God's presence, bathed in God's loving gaze. And as I think of this, I think about the human aspects of this. A child looking at a parent gazing at a child, somebody maybe looking at a beautiful scene in nature, a lovely animal. Maybe it's a wild animal that they're just overwhelmed and in a good way about the power and beauty and majesty of that animal. And maybe also you may like to just think about God's just total and absolute, complete, unconditional love for us. And as we come before him, as we make our way into that loving gaze, as we put away the other things in our life, we come honestly before him. And we come before him just telling him exactly how we feel. If we're feeling tired, if we're feeling down, that is actually in itself an act of faith. We don't have to pretend with God. It's an act of faith that he loves us enough to comfort us, that he loves us enough to bring healing to us. So as we come to him in this moment, just come as you are and enjoy the freedom and the being off the hook. You don't have to be something that you're not right now. You're with your loving Heavenly Father. And then I'd like you to bring to mind one bright or good thing that has happened in the last 24 hours. It may be something so small, but there's always something good. The very fact that you're still breathing is a good thing. But there might be something else. Imagine God just looking at you, and even though you may feel horrible and you're tempted to only sense those things and descend into negativity, just have a little look and a little think. The sun has shone, maybe just a little bit if you're in Melbourne, and someone may have smiled at you, or somebody might have done something kind for you. It's really important that we exercise our memory, because our memory of good is a weapon against despair. Our memory of good is our weapon against despair. The Bible says that we overcome the enemy of our souls by the word of our testimony, the blood of the Lamb, and also the joy of the Lord is our strength. So our memory of good is our weapon against despair. Think of that good thing and really thank God for it. Really allow that sense of knowing that God has got this. There is wonder, there is beauty, there is goodness, and they are continuing to do their work, no matter how we feel. The rain still comes and waters the flowers. There's still something to be thankful for. Thirdly, ask God to show you something that you can build upon. I don't say something that you can correct, because right now you might just be feeling, oh, I just have not got the energy to do that. But something that you can build upon. Maybe you made a snappy or angry remark or a grunt, which we've put zero tolerance on in our house. It might be something like that that you have done. We've all done it. That you think, next time I just need to stop for a moment, or next time I might need to look at this a little bit differently. Something gentle. Anything that is in your power that might change the situation. Maybe you're trying to do more work than your body will allow you to at the moment. Maybe you have refused some help from those who want to help you. Maybe it would be good to spend some time reading in the Psalms and just allowing that to wash over you. Maybe you would rest better if you shut down your email earlier or didn't scroll through Facebook or Messenger or all those things that can set us again on edge or cause us to feel like we have to respond even from an empty tank. Your building could be just by saying to yourself quite simply, it's not all up to me. I can't carry everyone, and just do what you can. Don't feel guilty. The results you may be seeing around you right now might be quite different than what you would like to have seen. You might be taking baby steps, but that's okay. You're still moving. And now I'd like you to anticipate what you might need for tomorrow. Take a moment to look honestly at what you're facing. I find that instead of having a long to-do list, I'll just put a short one there. And then I feel a sense of accomplishment when I've accomplished maybe one or two or three things that desperately need accomplished. Keep it really simple. And ask God what exactly. Ask Him for specific help. Is there a phone call I need to make? Is there a message I need to send? Is there something that I need to read that'll help me with this? Ask Him for specific help to come alongside you. And finally, let's thank God for the divine love that surrounds us and holds us up. He's showing Himself to us every day in so many ways. Sometimes it might be pure discipline to actually look for God. You may not be feeling loved right now, but as you've spent time in His presence, something has shifted. You may feel that God has not taken care of your situation the way you want it to. But still, in the midst of this, try to say thank you. Try to say to God, I love you. help my unbelief and watch and see what God will do. Thank you for sharing this time with me, and I really hope it has been a blessing to you. Remember that your memories of good are your weapon against despair.